card that came to me on tape from Brooklyn. All right, and it is a piece of music called "Merry Christmas from Brooklyn," and it's by, now listen to the name. This can't be the real name. It is by Emerson Bimby. Razoo Kelly's got a little rivalry going out there with names. Emerson Bimby, and it features the Cadman Kids. Now I wanna just read you the lyrics so you get some idea, cause you gotta listen real carefully and closely to this. The Emerson Bimby and the Cadman Kids do not sing as we normally expect people to sing. So the lyrics to this song, and this is a Christmas present to me and to WNEWFM. There's even a part in here for me. There's even a little kazoo part. They say here that in the second verse, there's a part for me. All right. So Merry Christmas from Brooklyn. Montague Street is looking all white. Not today, it ain't. Merry Christmas from Brooklyn. And the post office clerks are working all night. Oh, the kids on Fulton with their eyes aglow. All the tractors pushing round big piles of snow. Merry Christmas from Brooklyn, hello. Merry Christmas from Brooklyn, such a dangerous world, pretended safe and tight. Merry Christmas from Brooklyn, all the J Street people feeling giddy and light. Ravioli Joe making pasta for the holiday. Crazy John putting all his machines away. Merry Christmas from Brooklyn, and from Brooklyn, hello. This is this is Emerson Bimby and the Cadman Kids.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
I think this is my part here. That's the best Christmas card I ever got from anybody. I got nothing more to say about that. This is a tape. It was in my mailbox. Emerson Bimby and the Cadman Kids. Merry Christmas from Brooklyn. All right. Now you got the tape recorders running. Here comes Bruce.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey man! Hey man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to
joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Joni Mitchell's song called River from the album entitled Blue. This is WNEW-FM in New York. Commercial break. The outdoors, and you ain't going to be doing that, but you're just going to be walking around, going about your day-to-day business. You might want a new coat for winter, a sheepskin coat or a leather coat. Well, the place to go to check out these things is San Michel. Leather and sheepskin, okay? They have all kinds of things, and maybe even some last-minute suggestions for gifts. If you're going to be out parading around on 5th Avenue today, you can stop in at their store on 37th Street, 396 5th, just off 37th Street, and perhaps buy a leather or sheepskin vest. They have them there from $49. They have sheepskin hats at $29, sheepskin mittens at $19. They sell women's full-length hooded shearling coats for $239. They have men's sheepskin bomber jackets for $129. A full-length leather coat with full fox collar is only $149 from San Michel. They manufacture the stuff, so that's why the prices can be as low as they are. They're at 396 5th off 37th Street in Manhattan. In White Plains, they're at 203 East Post Road. And in Englewood, New Jersey, they're on Grand Avenue off Route 4. And their phone number is 736-2000. They're open 7 days, all the time, in New York and White Plains. And those stores are open today as well, the New York and White Plains stores. And they're open late evenings, too. All right, this is WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vin Scalza. I promised you this one. This is Lord Buckley's rendition of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. He calls it Scrooge.
That's me, I'm Scrooge, and I got all mileage, Bolly, and I'm the baddest cat in all this world. I've been studying all my life how to Scrooge people, and I guarantee you I've done some fine work in that direction. Cratchit!
Yes, sir?
You busy? I surely is, sir. See that you keep busy. Don't want no dangling wanging around here. Keep everybody tight, and tell them two cats come in here, want to get some money. I ain't giving no money away. They're messing with Scrooge. I'm taking it in. I ain't putting it out. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Well, keep it clear. People come around here wanting my gold. It's all trying to pry into my vault. Every time I turn around, somebody's trying to snap. Tell my nephew I don't want to have no dinner with him. And if he never comes in here again, that'll be too soon.
I'll tell the cat.
See that you do. I understand these people who are after my gold. I close up this here place and what? Yeah, let me tell you something else. You think that you're going to get off Christmas Day?
Well, I was hoping, sir, that you'd let me knock off just a little while for Christmas Eve, because I want to go home and cool the goose.
Well, if you're going to get off Christmas Eve, you're going to have to work all day Christmas. You hear me?
I hear you, sir. I'm with it.
Well, I guess they're going on home here. So Scrooge takes off and he cuts on down the street and the snow is blowing and the wind is whooing. And Scrooge is going along in his loose soul and his loose clothes and his hard cash box and his big money mine going on in his wig. And he ding, ding, ding up the stairs and he opens his door and he gets inside and he puts a double lock on the door because he's a little bugged tonight. He's been saying humbug so long and humbug this and humbug that. He done give himself a natural humbug. He's got the bug humming in him, see? So he double locked the door. And he sit there, and all of a sudden, there's an old bell laying over there, calling the bell, go ding, 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 ding. Scrooge said, what's that? Dang, dong. He said, what's that? Bell started ringing. Dang, dong, boom, boom. Pretty soon, all the bells all over the house started ringing. Ding, ding, bang, bang, dong. Dang, dong, boom, boom, dang, dong, boom, boom. And he hears somebody like some chain cats pulling all the chains from the Change of Time up the hill of strife, ringing and dang. He said, what is all that ringing and dang with them chains? And all of a sudden, bloop. In come a cat, the wildest looking cat you ever seen in his life. Real gone cat, and Scrooge does a real wild take. He says, I know who that stud is. That's Marley. He says, I know that's Marley. What's he doing here? He says, hey, Marley. I say, yes, that's me. He says, man, you sure chained up there, man. You got chains built all over you there. I say, well, I put them on myself. That's the way I lived it. I chained myself. I hung myself up with all these chains, you know, being parsimonious, understand me?
Do I have to go with you and say you suddenly do? Because I'm the ghost of Christmas future. He say, come with me. He say, where are we going? I say, none of your business. And he takes old Scrooge and they cut off all the flying, and they're flying around the moonlight, is shining down, and boom, they're in a graveyard. Ooh, a wild, ooh, crazy, spooky graveyard. And old Scrooge is walking around, and finally something steps out at him like he was stuck in the force of his eyes or some sort of an electronic picture. Walk, and he reads on one of them billboards in that graveyard and say, this is Scrooge, the baddest cat that ever lived. He ain't had nothing, he won't have nothing, and he ain't got nothing now. Period. And Scrooge looked at his horse, Scrooge, what are you talking? And the man, he said, well, come with me. They go over to another place, and he said, you going to the funeral? Say, not me, man. I wouldn't go near that cat, dead or alive. They couldn't pay me getting near that cat. Say, what cat is that? And suddenly the comes, Scrooge is taking the coffin factory, and they see all these coffins laying around, and they see one coffin, all of us got flowers around this poor little coffin, he got nothing on it. But just some pine wood bowl. And old Scrooge look up the coffin and look at this and that, but he's afraid to look all the way, for he knows who is in that coffin. So zoom, he swings on back again and the ghost puts him down and old Scrooge is shaking and shivering and he finally falls into a real wild, crazy Myers's coma. And he falls out for how long, he don't know. When he wakes up in the morning, oh, the sun was shining on the glorious snow and old Scrooge is feeling so groovy and so wild. And he tick, 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 tiptoes over the window. He up with the window, see a little cat. I say, hey, boy, I said, yes, sir. He said, you know that great, big, giant, king-sized bird down in Doodley's window? He said, you mean the prize bird? No, I say, I mean that big, great, big, king-sized bird. He said, go get that bird. Here's a 20. He knocks a 20 on him. He said, go get that bird, and here's 10 more for a cab, and here's $5 for your sister, and here's $22.50 for your uncle's new bicycle. And he said, tell anybody wants anything, see Scrooge. He said, I'm flying this here Christmas. He said, I want to see Cratchit swing out with a great big swing and a happy dinner. He said, I'm with it all the way. And old Scrooge gets dressed and he's walking down the street and ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. The bells is ringing. Scrooge got a big smile on his face and people that he's seen for 20 years never said hello. Say, good morning, Mr. Scrooge. He said, what you say, baby? And he can on, he's happy as the day is long. And he finally fell into old Bob Cratchit's place and he's got Christmas toys and Christmas jars and Christmas presents for everybody. And they just opened the goose and little Tiny Tim see him coming and say, God bless Mr. Scrooge. He done did the turnabout. He's the Lord's boy today. And that's the story of Scrooge. You can get with it if you want to. There's only one way, straight to the road of love.
Give us some money, and don't mess around with those silly toys.
singing, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. Oh, see the snowflakes falling, and hear your old friends calling, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. And see the shoppers buying, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. Or see the skaters skating, and smell those cookies baking, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. I love to dance in the snow, and I love dancing with you. And all my cares seem to quickly disappear.
All right, next. That's not an old, recently discovered Kinks song. That's a song by a group called The Leopards. They sound like that pretty much throughout their album. They obviously have a Kinks fetish, and it's good. It's fun. It's like done with not an imitation of, but sort of in tribute to. And I love this. That's my favorite Christmas song. Dancing in the Snow. From Kansas City Slickers, The Leopards, and The Kinks themselves. Before that, with Father Christmas and Lord Buckley. Scrooge, from the album entitled Blowing His Mind and Yours Too, on the Old World Pacific label. If you ever come across a copy of this album, grab it up, because it is a rare recording indeed. That was done in 1960. It was recorded out in California. Lord Buckley, Scrooge. Beautiful rendition. When he woke up in the morning. This is WNEW-FM in New York, bells and all, on this Christmas Eve morning. Commercial break. Letter number, what number are we up to? I think we're up to number 6 now. But I also got a Christmas card from the... It's this nice little Christmas card with some little red birdies and a sort of a farm scene. And inside it says, Dear Vince Kelsa, me and Razu Kelly wish you and all yours a merry season. We're going up to Razu's grandma's house for Christmas dinner. Wish us luck. Ho, ho, ho forever. Me and Razu Kelly. Which is very nice. Thank you. You and Razu Kelly. But we got a letter here where they're picking on Billy Joel again. Me and Razu Kelly, or you and Razu Kelly, I don't know how to refer to the author of these letters. You. It's picking on Billy Joel. Picking on Bruce Springsteen again, too. Dear Vince Kelsa. Now, I got it. For those of you who aren't following these letters, see, there's nothing I can do to help you. Because there's a continuing series of references. And it's like watching a soap opera. You either know what's going on or you don't. Dear Vince Kelsa, me and Razu Kelly heard that the Bruce hangs out at the 57th Street Y. So we was down there the other day, and while we was flexing, this skinny little dude comes prancing by and splashes a puddle of water on us. So we yelled at him, but he just said, sorry, didn't see you. Well, he didn't look blind or nothing. So we says, who do you think you are anyway? And he says, I'm Bruce Springsteen. What a joke. So Razu does his Perry Mason routine and gives this guy the second degree. Razu says, oh yeah, where's your tattoo? Because even though this guy kind of looked like Bruce, we know he has this tattooed death wish on his knuckles from when we saw him in Asbury Park. But he was moody, so he pretended that he wasn't Bruce. But this guy just says, I don't have a tattoo, which proves he wasn't Bruce. But Razu starts thinking. I can tell by the way his face scrunches up and says, do you play piano? And he says, yes. And Razu says, you're not Bruce, you're that copycat Billy Joel trying to rip Bruce off again. "But I do play piano," he says. And I say, "Yeah, but we ain't never seen Brucey play it, so you're that ripoff, and I bet you don't even pay royalties to Elton John or Harry Chapin either." He says, "Of course not." You heard it here first. And I guess Razu was pretty worked up by this time, because he went and shoved Joel right into the 12-foot end, and we split fast. I hope he didn't drown or nothing, because even if he is a copycat, he's still not as bad as anyone who plays that disco junk. Well, Vin, you guessed it. UPS stole the new albums you sent us. We have an idea. Pack the next two Bruce autographed albums in a big box with a couple of bricks or something and send it by Emery Air Freight. And then they won't think it's albums and they won't steal them. I hope Brucey ain't getting writer's cramp from autographing all of these albums for us. Just tell him how we stood up for him at the 57th Street Y. YMCA forever. Me and Razu Kelly. Well, you and Razu, next time I see Mr. Springsteen, I'll let him know how you stood up for him in the big city.
I had skin like leather and my diamond heart look of a cobra. I was born blue and weathered, but I burst just like a supernova. I could walk like Brando right into the sun, dance just like a Casanova. With my black jacket and jacket and hair slick sweet, silver star studs on my dust like a Harley in heat. When I strut down the street, I could feel its heartbeat. Back said, "Don't that man look pretty?" The cripple on the corner cried out, "Nickels for your pity." Them gasoline boys downtown sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city.
A song, so we'd like to do a Christmas song, and this song is about a little Swiss town high up in the Alps, and the towns up there are very isolated because of the heavy snowfall, and they have to have their own little ceremonies, right, their own little town.
The song is done in two parts. The first part is a minor key, very slow pattern, telling of the decorating of the tree, which my brother Hans told you. The second part all of a sudden changes to a very rapid major key in a very fast, sprightly tempo, which tells of the young children Christmas morning getting out of bed very early in the morning with visions of sugar plums in their ears. And they come out to find the Christmas tree, and they all go going to find the Christmas tree, they know. Their drunken parents decorated the night before. And they find the Christmas tree, and they all start dancing around and around the Christmas tree, and you can tell by the musical background and the excitement of the music as they go very fast, the little kids holding hands, dancing ever faster around the Christmas tree. And then one of the older kids grabs a branch of the Christmas tree as he dances around the Christmas, and he pulls on this branch, and he breaks it. He breaks this branch of this Christmas tree. Just breaks it right off, and these other little kids start going around pulling on the branches. Little kids going around yanking and pulling on this Christmas tree.
Zen nut, zen nut, zen nut, zen nut,
breaking the tree.